one question about the timeliness and the situation in which death comes. So death comes at any point of time. Sometimes there are relatives around, friends or relatives around. Sometimes there is nobody, like in accidents. Sometimes people don't even see the dead body. Does it really matter to the departed soul whether they properly cremated or not?
You see, these are social etiquette.
Mm.
Suppose somebody is walking in a forest and eaten by a tiger.
Yes, sir.
Then what, whether he is eaten by a tiger and he dies after eating a tiger, it really doesn't matter. What is the dominant feeling that possessed him just before giving up this body? That is the only thing. So if you don't cremate a virtuous person, or if he meets an accident, this question was asked by a devotee put to Holy Mother. She said, you know, just before death comes, a dominant thought, according to that thought only, the person will attain. So if a person is thinking of God, then he will slowly progress according to his desire for God. So it has nothing to do how he dies, whether there are relatives. In fact, maybe better they are not there.
Yes, less distractions.
But it all depends upon this. There is a peculiar condition we have to keep in mind. Just before death, our dominant thought comes. Suppose somebody whole life is taking God's name, but he has the greatest desire to eat dry fish.
Uh-oh.
What would be the last thought? Without eating dry fish, I never got an opportunity. What will he become?
Eater of dry fish.
He will be reborn.
Born dry fish.
He will become a fish. And afterwards he will become dry fish. Okay. So it is, nothing is external, has no relevance with regard to what a man attains after death. All depends upon what karma he has done. And karma we have to keep in mind. We are not talking about eating, drinking and ordinary things. Karma means Vedic rituals. You see, we have to be very clear about it. Somebody eats very ordinary food, but he is always thinking about God, performing rituals according to his capacity and meditating, doing upasanas. Another person is starving or eating rich foods. That is irrelevant. That depends upon his past karmas. The mind is important. And Holy Mother says this so beautifully. According to one's desire only, one is reborn. And the moment a person becomes desireless, that is called mukti. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Maharaj.
Any more questions?
Yes, Maharaj. There are three more before.
Swamiji, namaste.
Okay. Tell me, Yogesh.
Swamiji, earlier who put you question, it is a continuation of that. What about the story of Ajamilana, Swamiji?
I have explained Ajamilana's story. He must be thinking about Narayana. Simply calling a dog by the name Narayana, he is not going, he is going to become what? If he is thinking of a dog, even if he names it as Narayana, what would he become?
Dog.
It is not the words that we use, it is the feeling that we really feel. So Ajamila's story is a wonderful story. He must have been regretting what he had done, and that is not described. He must be praying intensely to Narayana, and as a result, the last thought would be Narayana. So he became, the angels came from the Vishnu Loka and carried him to Narayana. That is the truth.
Okay, Swami. Thank you, Swami.
All right.
Jai Thakur, Swami.
Jai Thakur.
Pranam, Bhagavan.
Okay, Daniel.
So, you mentioned here that the superhuman person leads them to Brahma. And I'm assuming I can make the assumption based on this that there has been a call for liberation from the person in question, and a guru has manifested. Is that a correct reading of that?
I don't think I understood your question properly.
In the text, it says that after all this, there a superhuman person leads them to Brahma. This is the divine path.
No, what the text is telling is, this is for a person who is not yet after God realization. He is only after a higher loka. That is why it is said, they who know about this rituals as well as five fires, they lead a higher life, but their goal is not yet reaching Brahman, but only attaining the highest place of enjoyment called Brahmaloka. So this words confuse. This Brahma can be used for the creator Brahma, which is long vowel Brahma.
Yeah, I understood that.
That is why we place one N, half N, a consonant without vowel. Brahman. Brahman means that supreme reality. Brahma means creator. So Brahmaloka is called the highest world of dualistic happiness. So that is what is a person comes, you deserve to be here, just like hotel agents will come and welcome as soon as your car stops in front of their hotel.
Yeah.
A person collects your luggage and then takes you and does everything depending upon how much you are paying and then puts you in your room, just like that.
Okay. Thank you.
Namaste, Swamiji.
Okay.
I have a question. Like what you said, like our birth depends on the karma phala, jati, ayu, bhoga.
Correct.
Does our death also depends on our karma phala? Like I meant to say, like type of death, like way of death, like accident or
correct.
Disease
correct.
Or what you said. Does it also depends on my karma phala?
Yes, that is past to karma.
Okay.
That is last birth what we had done. That determines how long a person is going to live and where he is going to be born and how he is going to die also.
Oh, okay.
Recently those people who met accident through aeroplane crash in Ahmedabad.
Yes, ma'am.
And there also one person, nothing happened. He just walked out. So it is all completely. This depends not upon what we did in this life, but what we did in our past life.
Past life. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Swamiji.
All right. Jai Thakur.
Jai Thakur. Jai.